But we have stopped at a place that still gives me goosebumps, even after multiple visits. And I can see from the look on my guest's face that she feels the same way. It's actually hard to believe that the Zeitz Museum of Contemporary Art Africa is only 2 years, or is it 2 or 3 years, Liesl?
It's almost three.
Almost three, yeah. It is such a magnificent building. It has become absolutely an iconic landmark of our city and obviously a must-see on any visitor's list. But when it opened back in 2017, nobody could have foreseen that we would be sitting here today having a conversation after months of closure. I'm happy to tell you the museum staff have not been twiddling their thumbs under lockdown, and to tell us what they've been doing and what they've got planned for the near future, it's my great pleasure to welcome on the bus with us Liesl Hartman, who's head of Zeitz Mocha's Center for Art Education. Liesl, welcome.
Thank you, Pepper. Lovely to be here.
The museum had to close its doors in March, places did, and it's actually not yet open again, although it's not too long to go. We'll fill listeners in on the reopening plans in a minute, but let's talk about the impact of that closure. The William Kentridge exhibition was one of the victims. Why should I hesitate?
Yes,
cut short, wasn't it?
Exactly. Cut short. It's now left our museum, and it's in Germany at the moment and been re-exhibited. So it was really towards the end, I suppose, of its lifetime, but it did prevent people from just getting that very last sort of look on a wonderful show that's really been a landmark exhibition for the museum.
And it was such an extraordinary gift of an exhibition for you.
Yes.
I mean, I'm one of the lucky ones who did get to see it, and I'm so grateful that I did, but a huge disappointment for those who were leaving it to the last minute. There's a lesson in there, Cape Town. Any other exhibitions that were affected? I mean, you must have had plans for the intervening months.
Yes,
were also.
There were. Our collection show is still up, and that will remain up. That show hasn't been affected, and we will keep that up. The children's exhibition, surprisingly, which was down in the tunnels, was due to come down just as lockdown happened, and we were going to launch our publication, and all of that had to be delayed, but I'm delighted to say that it is still up, and will probably remain up so that those that haven't seen it and engaged with it can come and see. What also was really amazing is that we put up a young person's or children's exhibition that was a responsive exhibition to the Kentridge show, and we worked in partnership with the Peter Clark Art Center, and they exhibited over 100 works of children who had come in to see the Kentridge and then responded to what teachers had done with them back at the center and also at the museum. So that show is actually also still up, and people will be able to enjoy that. So if you haven't seen the Kentridge, come and see how young people have responded to Kentridge over that
fantastic
time. It's incredible. Yeah,
fantastic. Now, I know your team has been very deeply thoughtful and contemplative during lockdown. You've been talking about who are we, why are we here, what do we mean to Cape Town, and where to from here. Lots of virtual connection happening, even if you couldn't be together.
Absolutely. So initially with lockdown, we actually steeped ourselves in some research. All of us took a particular area that we were passionate about or that sort of aligned with our particular area of expertise, and we went into a little bit of research and looked at what a museum could become, what we were, what our vision was for the future, the ways in which other people have done things, where we could actually do our learning, and that was a really important time. And then of course we had to become really agile about digitizing our content and putting it online so that there was an audience that still had access to our content. And we are very aware, as a lot of places are during this time, that not everybody has access to digital technology and the knowledge and the conversations that come that way, and we've been very conscious of that. But I think the one really amazing event that we had was our digital summit, which was an international summit. Lots of incredible speakers across 5 days. It was really well attended. And then we did other things. We put our children's workshops online, and those can still be viewed on YouTube. We did a lot of our sort of late night entertainment activity, which we called Was a Friday. Mm-hmm. We put that online, so we got people to participate in discussion and to do activities with us. So it was an exponential learning curve, I think, for all of us as a staff. We had to smartly do things which obviously had been in conversation, but you just don't have time to do because you're running from one show and one event into the next. But it was a blessing, I suppose, in a sense, also to give us time to do that and to learn those skills.
Everyone got accelerated into the new century by this unexpected turn of events. Yeah. Now, you've mentioned the challenge of inclusivity and access. I know it's weighing heavily on your minds, and it's perhaps very fitting that you're reopening on the 22nd of October with a very unique exhibition that is all about saying to Cape Town, come and be back. Part of us. Absolutely. Tell us more.
So I suppose this is an example of one of the most democratic exhibitions that you can have. No hierarchy, no jury, no moderation. We are inviting professional artists, amateur artists, all Cape Townians across Cape Town who've had access to an artwork during lockdown or that's been part of their life, that's had some significance to them, to bring the artwork, and we will put it on exhibition as a showing to Cape Town, you know, that this is done in the spirit of our radical solidarity, which we very much kind of supporting and doing a lot of our programming going forward. And I think it's going to be an incredible show. There are various categories, so you can enter as a professional artist, as I said, as an amateur, if you've been gifted an artwork by somebody in your family, if you have a child's artwork in your home that has got some kind of special meaning to you, you can bring that along as well. So there's no hierarchy, there are no holes barred. It really is, other than the limitations on size, obviously we can't put gigantic works into the museum, so things that can fit through the door and three-dimensional work that doesn't weigh more than 100 kilograms, then you're welcome to bring it and we will put it up. So
I knew there was a reason I kept my son's painting of the helicopters fighting a fire.
We are expecting to see that. Yes.
Now, Liesl, it's a window for submission that closes on Monday. Talk us through what's involved. If somebody's listening to this going, I want to be part of it, what do they need to do?
So they go to our website. We've got an online application process there. So as soon as they fill in the online application, their work gets numbered and it goes into a digital database immediately. However, people that don't have access to online, we are going to make sort of hard copy application forms and processes available to people at various pickup points. And obviously, we want to make this as accessible to everybody. So we've got 6 pickup points around Cape Town besides the museum itself, which will be a pickup point from the 6th to the 11th. But in the other venues, we've got everything from Stellenbosch to Khayelitsha, Langa, Paro, out in Musenberg and Hout Bay as well. So there are various places that you can go to. That's also on our website, but I'll tell you specifically if you want to know the addresses and places as well.
I think the easiest is to send people to that site. Yes. And what is that website address, Liesl?
It's www.zeitsmoker.museum.
Zeitsmoker.museum. Okay, that's an important one. Zeitsmoker.museum. Yep. Home is where the art is. It's such a lovely, lovely phrase. If you ever came up with that, give them an extra pat on the back.
That's our curatorial staff. A thumbs up.
Well done
to
them. These are final question then. I mean, it's still a very unpredictable road ahead of us. We don't know when international visitors are going to be back in big numbers. What are you hoping for the rest of this year?
Well, we're hoping for sort of more contact, I think, with our local audiences and really feeling like they're welcome in the space. Museums can be intimidating spaces for people. We want to make our programming such that we can invite smaller groups into the museum and have conversations with people, invite them to come in and do things with us, to also hear what people's experiences have been. So I think the programming around the show is going to be very important. And as part of that show, we're having the Clark's Bookshop set up as part of the exhibition. We're going to have readings by people. There's going to be a maker space where we can work with people and people can come and express their creativity as well. And just to kind of say to people, welcome, this is your museum in Cape Town as well. Besides it representing Africa, it is also about home.
Yep. 22nd of October is when those doors open again. I bet you can't wait. Liesl Hartman, thank you so much for joining us on the bus
today.
Thank
you, Pippa. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here.
Liesl is the head of Zeitsmoker's Centre for Art Education and really counting the days until their doors reopen on the 22nd of October.